As you know, human rights is an aspect in international relations used or abused according to national interests. Egypt is a very important strategic interest for the U.S. because of many reasons. The Suez Canal, regional issues in which Egypt is involved, like Libya, Sudan, Gaza, East Med, Gaz. Therefore, there can be a mix of human rights rhetoric with little human rights pressures, but not enough to satisfy human rights activists and organizations. Remember, the current tension between the U.S. and Russia over Ukraine and the threats to gas supplies from Siberia to Europe means keeping a strong relationship with Egypt, whose gas export to Europe in the last year had been escalating, are very much important and urgent than any other human rights issue.
While the move looks punitive and symbolic, human rights activists argue that those millions withheld are so tiny compared to the $2.5 billion sale of U.S. weapons and equipment to Egypt authorized just this week by the Biden administration. How do you explain the two contradicting approaches by the Biden administration?
The U.S. needs to strike a balance between human rights activists and real politique. The rhetoric of Biden during the election and national interests. So the U.S. does play a little financial punishment here and there, but real business is achieved somewhere else. Relations between the two countries are not hostage to a particular aspect in the bilateral relations, which is human rights.
State Department spokesperson Ned Price said, "Our relationship with Egypt is multifaceted and Egypt is a valuable partner across many fronts. The United States remains committed to engaging with Egypt on human rights issues." Would that mean the State Department can use an often criticized national security waiver to bypass the human rights stipulations attached to the aid as it has done in the past?
Very possible, especially if the tensions in Ukraine rises further. The U.S. then would be interested in winning allies, not alienating them. A waiver is very possible under such circumstances to make sure that Europe is not suffering from any Russian gas blockage. As you know, there is always electoral rhetoric. So what Biden said during the election against Trump about not giving a blank check for Trump's favorite dictator is not what is happening in real politics. Now, Biden is in power. He sees an international situation developing in Europe, the biggest crisis in international relations after the end of the Cold War. So it is very possible if the tensions in Ukraine rises further, the U.S. then would be interested in winning and keeping the allies, not alienating them, including Egypt. A waiver is very possible under such circumstances.